You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Act Two of Nightlight, currently underway, and it is, honestly, Conrad, could you do better a Friday before Christmas?
You know,
short week.
I don't think so.
Bears Packers on Saturday, a Saturday night.
Eggnog.
Disgusting eggnog. Not with goose eggs, though.
Definitely not with goose eggs.
If you missed the first hour, folks, we had a great conversation with a young judo champ from Madison, Wisconsin, named Ilian Hoskins. He joined us. What a good kid. Just in middle school, but gutted it out here on the radio. And we will definitely be following his career. He took third in the Pan Am Games earlier this month. Very cool stuff. And such a great sport. Judo is like really fun to watch, too. And his goal is to be in the Olympics one day. So that should be fun, and we hope he makes it. Our question of the night is, you know what, Con? Let's just let's reintroduce it, shall we? There's the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Eggnog. Yes or no? Very simple. We have so many responses on social media, too. I love that people kind of responded to this question. Eggnog, yes or no? Let us know what you think, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Conrad says a big yes. I say a huge no. It's the eggs that freak me out. Like, we talked about this before at the top of the hour, or right before the top of the hour, how it has the same kind of texture or flavor as like a Bailey's Irish cream, but it's the egg thing. If it was just nog or cinnamon nog, oh man, sign me up. But it's the eggnog. And I like eggs. I eat scrambled eggs 3-4 times a week.
I thought you were going to say a day.
I eat eggs 3-4 times a day. Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, eggs are now a superfood.
I mean, I did eat it a lot when I was like, we're starting out my work.
Eggnog? Or eggs? Eggs. You just said I ate it a lot. I ate egg a lot.
In the beginning of the year, yeah. It helped me lose a little bit of weight, too.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, honest to God, it's a superfood. And Conrad, I'm not kidding. 25 years ago, people were like, don't eat eggs.
Well,
high cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly. You know. The cholesterol in it. But, I mean, the new thing now is, you know, you put more egg whites in it instead, because you can buy egg whites in a cart, you know.
Yeah, but that's like processed stuff, right? Like they want you to eat farm raised eggs.
Yeah,
I think that's the superfood.
No,
right?
I don't agree with egg whites. Like I've tried it and I think it's gross. And I like just having my scrambled eggs. Sometimes an omelet.
I get it.
I can make an omelet.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you from making an omelet in either one of your apartments.
Yeah.
This is funny that you have two apartments. When I was toward the end of our time in LA, we ended up renting a house, but we had this great apartment and I never wanted to leave. I would have stayed there, raised two kids in an apartment. I really would have done that. We had this pool, a guard at night for the parking. It was in a great neighborhood. I'm like, what? And it was rent control. I'm like, I wasn't a house guy. So, but my wife was like, we need more space. So I rented another apartment in the same building. Down the hall, we turned that into like a playroom. And my friends on this show I was working on called Sports Soup, they were always like, how many apartments do you have this week? Like, they never let me hear the end of it. And I thought they were a little rude because I thought it was a pretty good idea that my wife had. And end up, we just bailed and rented a house for the extra space in the yard. But we didn't have a pool in Southern California. So
you can always make a pool. Just in the bathtub, you know.
You can make a pool as easily as I could attach my garage to my house. but I admire you for having, you make one a love nest.
Well, let's just say this. The only reason I have two apartments is because they put it on such a special that I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to get it now.
And you would have lost your security deposit, right, if you bailed? Is that how that works?
In my current apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I didn't want to lose out on this apartment, so they were running a special, and it was minus $700 of rent for the month of December.
Yeah, you got to jump.
I'm like,
you
gotta, yeah, well, I'm going to sign me up.
So which apartment are you going to watch the Bear-Packer game at?
Actually, none. I'm going to Stadium View with some of my friends.
Oh, nice. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's fun when you make an event of something. It's going to be a fun game. Coming up at 6:35, folks, Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson, Conrad and Dom Lee will join me here, and we'll have a fun little Bears-Packers discussion to celebrate this outstanding rivalry. Pardon me. And I want to say thank you to the listeners for still listening to the show, even though I'm a Bear fan sometimes. You guys, they put up with me, and they're the great couch potatoes, so I really appreciate that. And that's going to be a fun talk. That's at 6:35. And then Conrad and I might actually extend the talk a little bit into hour three before we have Terry Barr on for Barr Band Friday night at 7:35 tonight. Like every Friday, we welcome Terry onto the show, and we have a segment named after her. That's how much we love Terry.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she always brings the best music every single week.
Absolutely.
Has there been a week where we were like, no, this music's no good?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say that even if she did. Like, if she brought, like, a Weird Al song.
I love Weird Al.
Yeah, that's true. That's a bad. Let's say she found a Weird Al impersonator trying to write original stuff. I probably still wouldn't say anything because I like Terry so much. But luckily, she's never put us in that situation because she's just so much fun. I found this. I sent this to you earlier on social media. I think it was on Instagram. What if we went on a? And the picture is a guy walking through Menards where they have all the Christmas trees. He says, what if we went on a Christmas date, walking through the Menards Enchanted Forest, then went to Quick Trip and got dinner at the Hot Spot?
And what I sent you, this is a new skit. This is the first thing I said.
Yeah, we got to do something with that.
That's
perfect. It's what if. It's like, well, what if there's no second date? I think. If you, let's be honest. That's not going to materialize.
What if it's, just say it's me, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what the girl sends me.
And she, that's what she wants to do?
Then there will be
you would
many
propose.
Dates.
You would
in
take
the hot
a knee.
Spot.
Exactly, in front of the chicken sandwiches. You know what? This is a very, this is like a really nitpicky thing about Quick Trip, because I like Quick Trip for what it is. It's a gas station, and their food, let's relax, folks. It's fine for gas station food. It's maybe the best gas station food, but it's still gas station food. But I love their those little cheesy potato dealios they have.
Yeah.
They never have them, though. It's always cheese curds, and I would rather have the cheesy potato puffs or whatever they call them. They never have them, though.
You know, I'll say this. I think I've said it before, is that Quick Trip does not have good cheese curds. But those things that you're talking about, those are dynamite.
They're really good. Yeah. And Pizza Hut used to have them, but they don't have them anymore. So Quick Trip's the only, they're kind of the go-to place. And they rarely have them.
I don't know if I went to Tennessee a couple months ago for my friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And when we were in Tennessee, we stopped at a Buc-ee's.
Oh, they're coming to Wisconsin, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes. And let me tell you, their food knocks out Quick Trip instantly.
Yeah.
It is so good. And the process they have people working in there is crazy.
What do you mean?
So they have like short rib, like sandwiches, like kind of like slices, why can't I think of the word? Burnt ends kind of dealio, you know?
Like beef tips?
Yeah, like kind of like burnt ends. And they just have people cutting. There's like six different stations of people just cutting that. And you get like, you can see it. They're just going super fast. Cause they're, I mean, when I got in there, it was like, I was like, can we even walk in? And it's so packed. And it's like a Walmart sized Buc-ee's. And it was that packed.
How did we get to that place where it's like, well, it's a gas station. You got to have fine dining. It's like, it's just as crazy. Well, this is a knitting store. We need gas. So we need to offer people gas. Like that combination, I don't know how that happened, but it started with snacks and now it's meals.
Let me tell you, this Buc-ee's, they're making a lot of money.
No, that could be a threat to Quick Trip, I heard. Like if they come to Wisconsin.
It would be, because I do believe that Buc-ee's has better food.
And for you to say that, that's something.
I mean, I like my Quick Trip's chicken sandwiches, but
that's like a Yingling Spotted Cow rivalry.
Now you just reminded me of Yingling, and I want one.
with your Buc-ee's. I had to plug my computer in, and I don't, you know, my computer wasn't charging. I've had some issues lately. So I ordered a new charger, and I went cheap. See, I think it was like $16. This thing, I leave it plugged in for 10 minutes. First of all, I plugged it in, and as I'm moving the cord to my computer, I got a shock. And the thing is on fire after like 10 minutes. Like, this is going to last a month and maybe cause a house fire.
I'm going to say that's the worst thing you can do is go cheap with chargers.
I know.
Especially because, like, I went expensive with my chargers, and they're 20 feet cables, too.
Yeah.
And let me just say, they never get hot because I spent many sawbucks on it.
You're trying to do sawbuck an hour now, not just per show.
I'll just say this. That's the one thing I won't go cheap on.
Yeah.
Because it can, if you get a cheap one, it can do stuff to your battery.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah. The problem is, I remember I was having issues with my computer. The M wasn't working. I had to like pound on the M to get the M to show up. So I don't know how long the computer's going to last. I'm sure it'll go in the middle of a show, and then we'll have to scramble, and I'll have to go over on that side where it's warm. But anyway, let's read some text, because our question of the night, folks, is eggnog, yes or no? We got so many responses on social media we have to get to. Where do we leave off? Tony Boswell, my old pal Tony, a very fine comedian and writer, says, yes, I have a theory that those who liked eggnog are the same ones who like candy corn.
I don't like candy corn.
Okay. Well, Tony, it's not like he's, you know, got a government grant here doing research. I think he's just, you know, I said Tony Boswell and circus peanuts.
Honestly, though, circus peanuts are pretty tasty.
There's a time and a place for circus peanuts. I'm not going to lie to you. I think probably after a night of drinking, I've just mowed like two bags of those things and probably put myself into a sugar coma. Not me either. I was just putting that out there. Wonderfully Wisconsin, our pal Paul Vandenplas says, Peach Wabba, there are enough of us weirdos that like those candies that they still make them. I also enjoy the peanut butter kisses candies, the ones that come in orange or black wrappers. Oh, wow.
Those are actually pretty good.
They're okay, but I always remember being bummed when you'd get that at a house when you were trick-or-treating. Because they're fine.
Yeah.
Like, if there's no other candy around, you relish that. But you're not eating those before the Snickers or the Kit Kats.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. But that's a very astute observation by Paul, who Paul should do a candy poll next after he does the hamburgers, I think. Tony Boswell, Peach Wabba, love him. And he's talking about the circus peanuts. There you go. Comedian Vince Moranto says, yes, the most festive of beverages. I guess you could, that's a pretty good case, eggnog. I would agree with that, Vince. Mike Desitel says, absolutely, fruitcake too. Oh, Mike, I don't get that. And I said, together? And Mike said, yes. And he also likes RC Cola and Moon Pies.
Ooh, moon pies I haven't had in a while, but I remember those. Those are good.
They are good, but I remember, like, I kind of grew out of that, like, double sugar.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
those, soda and moon pies, man, that'll...
I mean, those Hostess things are...
That'll mess you up. Tim Baker on social media says, in moderation. Okay. He doesn't want to overdo it on the eggnog. My friend Tiff says, spiked.
Yeah?
Is it always spiked? No, the stuff you buy in the grocery store is virgin.
You make it spiked.
Okay. What do you add? Rum?
I would usually put brandy in it. I think brandy tastes good, pretty good with
it. How about rubbing alcohol? Let's kill the eggs and maybe drink some. We're going to continue with your texts, and I'm going to tell you what popular show is coming back in the new year. That's all coming up after this very short break. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Alan Rickman is the name I could not think of earlier. He's the bad guy in Die Hard. Welcome back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. And I thought his character's name was Hans. Yeah, Hans Gruber. Hans Gruber, of course. One of the most notorious bad guys in showbiz history, played by Alan Rickman. you know, Conrad, Scrubs, were you a Scrubs fan?
No, never.
I got to say, that show is coming back after 15 years.
It's been off the air 15 years?
15 years. I was surprised at that, too. And I guess he's my friend, accomplice, whatever, Matt Tarsis, who, when Greg, my writing partner Greg, and I were fired from the A Guy Thing project, we sold the movie, did our two rewrites, and like they so often do, they replaced us. Still wasn't great, but they brought in Matt Tarsis and Bill Rubel. And Bill was, I think he was on Will and Grace. He went on to do Modern Family, both very successful TV writers, and they did the rewrite of A Guy Thing. Anyway, I'm trying to get Matt on the show because Scrubs, it was really funny. It was highly rated. I'm happy it's back on the air because I hope that Donald Faison and Zach Braff are too busy to do those stupid T-Mobile commercials.
Yeah, how many are there? There's so many.
It's terrible. And they're not funny. It's like they think they're so cute with their singing, and we're just buddies and neighbors and we're singing about cell phones. It's just weird.
Yeah, it comes to a point where you run out of T-Mobile stories, you know?
Yeah.
Two would have been enough.
You just don't need to do it. Nothing. Nothing is enough. It's perfect. So Scrubs might be back, or Scrubs is coming back. February of 2026, it will re-air. So if you're a Scrubs fan, you're in luck. And it is it's a good show. I think it won Emmys. Funny. A lot of jokes.
I got something new I've been watching. Actually,
really? What is it?
Well, the first season came out last year during this time, and it was Percy Jackson and the Olympians. And it's the second adaptation of it, because the first one was movies. They made the first two, I guess, originally they're books, okay?
Okay.
And I read them all in middle school, and it was the only, like, full novel series I read all the way through.
Okay.
Because it was really that good.
Wow.
So that they made it into movies, not even really close to how the books made it.
Right.
This one they made, so the first season, I was like, this is fantastic. Because let's just say in the movies, they made him look like he's like 26.
Yeah, those are huge.
But in the book, he's like 15. So they made it. All right. Anyways, they released the second season last Wednesday, and I got to say, it's so good.
Really? And the first season was good.
Oh, it was, I'd say that was my favorite TV show of the year last year, was that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So okay. It's the Percy Jackson, the second season, The Sea of Monsters, and I'm enjoying it.
Another, Disney Plus. Yeah, there you go. Another recommendation. Check it out. Over the holidays, folks, we're all looking for stuff to watch. Let's get back to some of our texts. Our question of the night is eggnog, yes or no? You think we're like split down the middle on this?
I think no is outweighing the yeses right now.
Really?
I think.
Jim from Appleton says, eggnog is wonderful. Seasoned properly, it reminds me of a golden Cadillac or Brandy Alexander. Yummy. Nice. Okay.
Yummy indeed.
Yummy indeed. Mike Toomey hates the word yummy. If you ever want to really...
Who doesn't? The word sucks.
No, Mike has been on the show several times. One of my truly best friends. If you are a woman and you start to dance in Mike's presence, he gets really uncomfortable. He doesn't like it when someone just starts like doing this, you know, if there's music on. And he does not like the word yummy.
I'm going to say I hate the word yummy too, but I say it because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you actually like ate something? You're like, yummy.
Never. I don't ever say it. And I almost didn't read Jim's. He added yummy and I almost didn't read that part. Out of respect for Jim. But Jim wanted me to read it, so I read it. Ed from Madison says, spiked eggnog? Hells yes. Unspiked eggnog? Hells no. Jim, why don't you just have Ed, why don't you just have a drink? He likes the eggs.
Well, like, you know, the alcohol kills off the whatever.
I guess. AJ from the 608 says, no, the eggs scare me too, but I've had good eggnog and not against it. Very diplomatic. Thank you, AJ. Gene from Green Bay says, eggnog, definitely. It's delicious. Double exclamation points.
Agree there.
Gene is leaving no doubt. And then let's finish up our social media texts here. Eric on social media, Facebook says, no, if I want rum-flavored phlegm... I'll hock up a loogie into a glass of Captain Morgan. That I might actually vomit reading that.
That's
that
was gross.
Very well done, Eric. Derek Pfister says yes, yes, and yes. So you're saying yes. Amanda Nimmer says, I think that's 1,000,000% yes. Very, this is evening up, Conrad. We've got Sean said, oh, we already read these. Okay. So I would say we're probably even.
We actually got two more social ones that I don't know if we, that are in there.
Go for it.
So wonderfully, Wisconsin Paul Vanaplas says, I would drink it all year if I could.
No, he responded twice. Yes. So he's a big time eggnog fan.
Yeah, he'd drink it all year if he could.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderfully Wisconsin post. We should, yes, you know what I mean? Like, he should do something with that. Maybe he already has.
Mike Mercury, I don't know if you read Donor. I don't think so.
No.
He said hard no.
Hard no? Okay. Yeah. And some people like hard eggnog. See what it did there. We got a Steady Eddie text. I don't think we can get this in. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, this time of year, I like an occasional cup of nog with a little nutmeg sprinkled on top. Sweet, creamy, dreamy, tastes like Christmas and New Year's Eve. Brings back good childhood memories. Sometimes, if I'm feeling warm and free, I'll add a little booze to my eggnog. Mmm, that's better than yummy. Rum and brandy, but after January 1st, Conrad and Pete, no more nog for me, please. It's back to black coffee and reality. Oh, that text started so encouragingly, and it just kind of ended on a sad note. For Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Great to hear from you, Steady Eddie. Okay, after the break, the news, sports, and weather, we're going to have some sports talk. Folks, we're talking Bears and Packers with the guys from Make the Call, of which Conrad is a part of that team that airs Saturday mornings here on Civic Media. Great sports show. And Dom Lee will join as my Bear fan backup. We're going to have a great discussion. It's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Christmas right around the corner. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, home of the Green Bay Packers, as all of you know, and they have a very big game this Saturday night at Soldier Field for their 212th meeting, I believe, with the Bears. It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL, and I believe professional sports. But one of these guys can maybe clarify that when I introduce my next guest. It's my pleasure to welcome some serious sports fans to the show. He's the producer of the John and Gordy Show and a Bear fan, hopefully here to have my back, Mr. Dom Lee. Dom, how are you?
How's it going? Good. How are you, Pete?
Going great.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. And three of the hosts of Make the Call, which you can catch here on Civic Media on Saturday mornings. And yes, they are Packer fans as well. And outstanding hosts, Mr. Greg Gunderson, Parker Olson, and Conrad Krieger. Welcome all.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
Wow, you can't fake enthusiasm like that. Thanks, guys.
It's the yield. It's the millennial thing. We all wait to make sure this thing is recording. Is this thing on?
You know, okay, you guys, very good. I thought I was keeping all
Midwest,
you guys.
No, you go first.
Yeah, I thought I was keeping all you guys from an old fashioned or something. All right, very cool. So let's dig in here. Before we start this conversation about the game on Saturday, it's such a great rivalry. And I'm sure all of us have great memories of our team and cheering for them when we were younger. I would love for all of you guys to share a memory of what it was like watching the Packers and or Bears growing up. Let's start with Parker.
Oh, man. It was always fun because growing up, no offense to the Bears, that you were a little better when I was a kid. And I think that it was just more fun. I mean, NFC Championship game is the first thing I think about. Randall Cobb, he's open.
Oh wow.
Throw it to him.
Yeah.
It's such a fun series, and it's always the whole week I'm excited about it. There are very few times in the NFL schedule that I spend an entire week going, "Oh, I can't wait for this game."
Absolutely. That's great. What about you, Gray?
So, immediately going back to, I'm 16 years old, and people will be able to do the math here. Not that I care much, but 16 years old, know absolutely nothing about football. And I hear that the Packers make the playoffs. Long story short, that's the year that they won the Super Bowl, which is the year that I decided to care. still have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'm just better at that. And that much hasn't changed, but the Packers have fluctuated quite a bit since then, at least.
That's great. Dom, what about you? Give me a Bear fan story. Growing up watching them, when you discovered you were a Bear fan, something along those lines.
So, you know, I grew up in the Chicagoland area, so I was a Bear fan all my life. And, you know, it's tough because, you know, Parker and Gray, they have all these, you know, awesome stories of the Packers beating the Bears. But, you know, for us Bears fans, we don't have that because we always lose to the Packers. We just do. But I would say, you know, I really like Jay Cutler back when he was quarterback and all those rivalries that they had. So I don't really have a specific game, but I went to a game one time where the Bears got blown out, but I would say it was very, very fun. I don't recall the time or when that happened, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching those games.
Well said. Con?
You know, I got two moments from growing up that are my absolute favorite. One's a little bit more recent, but the one is BJ Raji taking it to the house.
Oh no, yeah.
Taking it to the house and doing the Dougie in the end zone. And then the next one is just Aaron Rodgers running in for a touchdown and saying, "I still own you."
Yeah.
He still does. He still has property in Chicago.
If any of you would like Conrad's job, it's just became open. We have a lot of fun talking about this stuff. I would say, you know, like Dom, I grew up in the city a couple miles west of Wrigley Field. And I remember every Sunday going to Dunkin' Donuts after Mass, going home to watch Walter Payton. And this has been eye opening, though, because Dom just said he doesn't even remember a good Bears team. And that is sad because I at least have a memory of Walter Payton or the 85 Bears or even the 06 team was at least fun to watch. So and I remember when we moved to Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin, my dad took us to his law partner took us to a Bears Packers game. I still remember it was December 9th and it was below zero. And I, even though I was cheering for the Bears, I was struck at how fun the atmosphere was. Just like Soldier Field. It was just, they were great sports fans. The rivalry was alive and well, and it's definitely skewed Packers the last, well, 30 years. But it looks like things are trending upward, at least for a competitive game, guys, right?
Yeah.
Overly competitive.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be a battle. I think it's... Both teams are going to come out and show out.
Yeah.
No matter how many people are in the IR, in the injured list, everyone's going to come play. It's a classic rivalry, and everyone's just going to show out.
Very well said.
And that's the thing. 2 weeks ago when they played, it was the same thing. It was down to the wire. Unfortunately, Caleb threw a bad interception at the end, but it was still a really, really close game. And you're right, Pete. That was the first competitive feeling I had as a Bears fan, like, oh my gosh, are we going to do this? And it turns out we didn't. So.
And it's so, you're right. It's like for so many years, it's like, I mean, they didn't win the game, but it's like as Bear fans, we were like, oh, we were right there. And that has not been the case. So, yeah. Is it the best rivalry in sports, Parker?
I think it very well could be. And with the Bears getting to be really good now, it's definitely getting better. I wanted to ask you guys really quick, what was it like last year when the Bears got the win against the Packers? Because I feel like we haven't mentioned that at all, and that was the first one in a while.
Great point. Go ahead, Dom. You can go first.
Yeah, this is a good story, too, because I was actually at Lambeau. I was there, I was right behind when Cairo Santos hit that field goal to win it. And I was with my roommate. We were cheering, and all the Packers fans around us were booing us. It's an awesome feeling. It was great, and I haven't had that feeling in quite a while. But it was. What are the odds that I was actually there when they finally won in Lambeau? It was crazy.
Here's what the rivalry means. Like, I drove to Milwaukee to watch the game with my son in his apartment. And we were jumping up and down. I mean, we weren't expecting them to win. I don't know. I still don't know how they did. They were depleted, but they didn't have the guys on the team they have this year. I don't know how they took that game in Lambeau. I know Love got hurt, but I watched the highlights over and over because that was my Super Bowl for the last 30 years was that one stupid victory. That's how dominant the Packers have been. So I'm totally with Dom there, you know. Conrad, who's the greatest Packer, or who's your favorite Packer of all time?
My favorite Packer of all time is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
There's just so many different memories with watching him.
Your whole life, almost, he's been the guy.
Yeah, and I'd say a close second is Clay Matthews.
Okay, nice. What about you, Gray?
I'll go back actually from before my time, Reggie White. In diving in extensively, he's the one who jumps out off of the tape as it doesn't matter what era you put that guy. You could put him in right now and he'd be just as dominant. I don't think, because he's, I mean, if you can throw somebody who weighs 375 pounds, no matter what they do, there's a certain timeless quality to that. And I don't care if you're Jordan Mailata. You just, cool, you're another 375 pounder. Out of the way, please.
Dom, who's your favorite Bear?
Oh, my favorite Bear.
All time.
I would probably have to say Devin Hester. I would say Devin Hester.
Nice.
I guess that was a really cool moment when I was really, really young, but when he took it to the house in the Super Bowl against the Colts, that was one of the cooler moments. And I'd probably say Devin Hester. You know?
I had that same experience. I was still living in Los Angeles, and there was a comedian called John Campanera who had a big party for a lot of Chicago comics. And when he ran that kickoff back to open the game, all these older sausage eating Chicago Bear fans were stomping in his whole house was shaking and they were singing Bear Down Chicago Bears. Then we had our heart broken again. So there you go. What about you, Parker? Favorite Packer?
I hate to go with the basic answer and to copy Conrad too with Aaron Rodgers, but I honestly can't think of anybody that's brought me more joy on the Green Bay Packers. as much drama as he had at the end, he was responsible for a lot of good days.
You know, it's funny because I would say, like, if I were a Packer fan, I would probably say Favre just because he wasn't as accurate as Rodgers. I don't think he was as good a quarterback as Rodgers, but he was really fun to watch and brought that kind of attitude. As a Bear fan, I'll have to say Walter Payton, I suppose, is my all-time favorite.
Not Santos?
No. Just for that one kick last year, yeah. How far do you guys think, let's start with Parker this time. How far will the Bears go this year in the playoffs if they make it? And how far will the Packers go given the Micah Parsons loss?
Yeah, I think we're going to learn a lot on this game tomorrow. I think the Packers, I talked about this, or I'm going to talk about this, I'll make the call tomorrow. It seems like the Packers defense found a new level because of Micah Parsons, not necessarily because of his stats or anything, but I think his presence. And I think that has allowed that defensive unit to just play faster and more confident. And I think that has kind of kept them in some, made a huge impact, kept them in some games. Defense wins championships is what they say.
Yeah.
We're going to learn a lot about this Packer defense tomorrow. I think that they very well could make it to the NFC Championship game still. I'm also very interested in the health of guys like Christian Watson, Zach Tom. Those are guys that they're going to need. So they certainly could get to the NFC Championship game. I don't think further than that. The Bears, man, I don't know if Caleb Williams is quite there yet. I think they go out right before the NFC Championship game. I'm not sure that they've quite got that much of a run in them.
Okay. Gray?
I'm going to both cheat and pretend I'm clever here. I'm going to say whoever wins tomorrow. Yeah, kidneys. I know. It's the kidneys. Whoever wins tomorrow is going to lose in the divisional round, and whoever loses tomorrow is going to lose in the wild card round. I don't think either of these teams is healthy enough to sustain through the postseason. Through the teams that they're going to face, the other teams available in the NFC are just too heavy to lift right now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be another divisional loss for Matt LaFleur and another hands in the air kind of thing, but for legitimate reasons this year.
What about you, Dom?
I'm going to say Bears NFC all the way up to the NFC Championship. That's what I'm thinking. That's where I'm going. It might be a little biased, and like Parker was saying, it all depends on what happens in this Bears-Packers game, because I know the Bears have a tough Lions team after this week as well. So I think it all depends on these next 2 weeks, but I have both teams going very far in the playoffs either way.
What do you say, Con?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, both the Bears and the Packers aren't beating the Rams or the Seahawks. That's just how it's going to be, you know. So I think they're going to go out. Whatever team has to face the Rams or the Seahawks, they're going to lose.
I feel like the Packers, one of you guys, I think it was Gray, said, yeah, I feel like the Packers have maybe a playoff win in them, but maybe that's it. And the Bears, I've thought all year they were pretenders. They have managed to win. I don't even know. I can't predict that. But we're going to do a very short break, and we'll come back with some predictions. And maybe I'll ask these guys who their favorite Bear or Packer coach was over the years. Such a great rivalry. We're talking Bears-Packers. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I really want to know you. I really wanna go with you. I really wanna show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really wanna see you. I really wanna see you. I really wanna see you, Lord.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We are having some serious Bear-Packer discussion here. It's one of the greatest rivalries in sports, if not the greatest, certainly the oldest in the NFL, and probably greatest in the NFL, although you might get some pushback from people who live on the coast about that, but they are wrong. It is the Bears and the Packers all the way. Greg Gunderson, Parker Olson, Conrad Krieger are here from Make the Call, which you can catch Saturday mornings here at Civic Media. And Dom Lee, the producer of the John and Gordy Show at WMDX and here at Civic Media, also joins us. He is my Bear fan compadre. The other three of these guys are all Packer fans, and we're talking about the big game Saturday night, the 212th meeting between these two great teams. So do you guys have a favorite coach? Would you go with, and you guys could just jump in on this one, favorite Packer or Bear coach? I'm going to say Ben Johnson. I'll just get that out there right away. I liked Ditka, but he's a meathead, and whatever. He was great at that time, but I'm going to say Ben Johnson, and I'll put it out there to you guys.
I mean, I really like Ditka in Kicking and Screaming. He's great in that.
He's got the acting chops, no question.
I would say Mike McCarthy because he brought a Super Bowl. Okay. During my time. So that was pretty cool.
Lombardi for the Packers, certainly. I mean, just the legendary quality, the foundation that it built for such a franchise. But I'll tell you what, I am super there for Ben Johnson. I was talking to the other three guys earlier, like that guy, the good, better, best thing that he was doing in the locker room. Yeah. Like after win number two or three, I was like, that's some cheese ball nonsense right there. But then after like six or seven wins, when the team was obviously locking into it, I was getting goosebumps. I was like, oh no, because that's scary. That's how you do it again next year. And I thought, oh man, little brother's growing up. We're in trouble again. Like good for football, bad for my heart, man. I drink a lot of caffeine.
That's great. Parker,
I think,
or Dom, sorry. Go ahead, Dom.
I'll go. I think I'm going to say Lovie Smith for the Bears.
Nice.
Like you guys said, Ben Johnson's a really good, you know, obviously he's number one in my eyes right now, but Lovie Smith was always, he was a quiet killer. And yeah. that's kind of what I liked about him. He had great defenses with him and he knew the calls to play. So
he actually beat the Packers a few times, go figure. So, Parker, what about you?
I would go with Lombardi for sure, just because there's so much history there. I absolutely am a huge history guy. But I kind of want to go off the beaten path a little bit. I'm going to say a non-head coach, Tom Clements for the Packers.
Oh.
Quarterback coach. Yeah. The guy that made Brett Favre who he was, the guy that made Aaron Rodgers who he was. He helped out with Love a little bit too. You cannot talk about Packer history without talking about that guy.
Boy, that's
Secret
a great
guru.
Choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great choice. And now you guys pick Lombardi. My great grandfather went to high school with George Halas in the Bridgeport neighborhood in Chicago on the South Side. And my cousins ended up with my great grandfather's seats, which are one of the oldest licenses. And they're nice enough to throw it to us once in a while. But I can't believe I didn't say George Halas. Predictions, guys, for the game tomorrow night. Let's start with Dom.
Oh, man. gosh. I think I'm going to go. I got to go Bears. I got to even the playing field for this year. I think I'm going to go Bears 28-29. You know, it's going to be a higher scoring game. I think they're both going to be into it. I got the Bears winning by one.
Okay. Parker?
I really hate to say that I think the Bears are going to win this game, but I think the Bears are going to win this game. I don't think that the Packers are quite going to be able to live up to what they've been doing. And frankly, after, what was it, 2 weeks ago, the Bears proved themselves. You were saying earlier, Pete, you kind of thought they were pretenders, but they keep winning. Yeah. I thought they were pretenders too, but now I think they're legit. I think the Bears are going to get this one.
Gray?
For only the worst of reasons, the more I think about it, I want to see what another tie would do to the Packers playoff scenarios and to the NFC. Like, I'm going to play with the playoff machine real quick when we're wrapping up here today. But realistically, I fear this game. A close win is the best case scenario, because if it's a blowout, it's a Bears winning kind of blowout. So I want a close game. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I have the Bears winning a tight one, maybe 7 points, kind of like a flip of 2 weeks ago.
Dude, another tie. You are a masochist. That's insanity. Con, what do you say?
Guys, where's the optimism? Come on.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say Packers by three, all right? I'm going to say McManus is going to come out there and kick the game-winning field goal, just like Santos did last year. We're going to do it to them this time.
Boy, that's a great, that's a bold prediction, because I... You know, intellectually, I want to say the Bears, because I think the Parsons injury is worse than the it affects the Packers more than the Packers. The Bears are pretty deep at wide receiver. They have defensive injuries, too. But I think LaFleur is a really good coach who is underrated. And he's a great coach for Jordan Love, in addition to any other coaches they have there. But I'm not going to jinx myself by picking the Bears, because I know if I do, they will lose. So I'm going to say Packers by 38 points and hope I'm way off.
You have time to switch it here, Quagga. Say you want the Bears to win.
Well, I obviously want the Bears to win, but I've post-traumatic stress from the last 25 years. Parker Olson, Gray Gunderson, Conrad Krieger, have a great show tomorrow. Make the call on Saturday mornings here at Civic Media. And Dom Lee, best of luck to us, brother, for the game on Saturday night. Guys, this has been fun. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work here, and thanks for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Pete.
Bear down. Make sure that's the last thing they hear, Conrad, when we cut that. Thanks, guys. Oh, that was fun. So how weird would it be if the Bears lost by 38 points?
That would be hilarious.
What do you think about the dome? Like, that's another issue right now in Chicago. Maybe we can
Well, they want to build that in Gary, Indiana, right?
Well, they're really ticked off at Illinois. It's not just leverage. There's bad blood there. I'm not kidding. And they should have threatened with Indiana 3 years ago before they bought $100 million property. All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Act 3 is next. Was it your charm or your passion?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.